Gaudete means we are commanded to rejoice. It's an order to rejoice. So are you joyful today? I expected a little more. But I know sometimes it's hard. It can be difficult, but we have to keep focused. That's the key. Focus is the key, because the world gives us all kinds of distractions that take away our focus, and we lose our joy. And we have to remain focused. And I get it. People say it's tough. It's hard. It's not easy. I remember when I was a young child, my dad, when he was a little boy, lost his father, died, my grandfather. And I said to him, "Pops, that had to be devastating. I mean, such a little boy of immigrants, that had to be devastating." And he says, "Joey, it was, but you have to remember, I realized then that life wasn't going to be easy. And as bad as that was, and there were going to be other times in my life where I had very serious challenges," he said. "But I never lost focus. I always stayed focused on God. And I knew that if I lived as God wanted me to live, someday, not only I'd be reunited with my dad, but I'd be with God and all of us would be together." He never lost focus. And see, that's the readings in sacred scripture today. Zephaniah is telling the Israelites, y'all lost focus. You're worshiping idols, worshiping other pagan gods. You've lost focus of who you are, the chosen people. Stay focused. He's coming. St. Paul in the second reading, same thing. And understand something here. Know your scripture, which I know you all do. Paul's not writing this from a party. Remember, this guy was knocked off a horse, was blinded, stoned, persecuted, and he wrote the letter to Philippians when? Do you know where he was at? In jail, waiting to be executed. And what's he say? Not just rejoice, but rejoice always. Always. He was focused on God. And that is the message he was telling the Philippians. And I know what you're saying. I know you're saying and thinking, "Hey, crazy deacon, it's hard out there. I got work, I got family, I got challenges." Yes, yes, and yes. You're saying it was easier back then. It wasn't any easier, folks. Different, simpler, definitely not easier. And that's what John the Baptist is saying in the gospel. Realize that. When the soldiers and the tax collectors asked him, "What should we do?" That's the same thing we ask. What do we do? And he's telling us then and telling us now, stay focused. All the soldiers and the tax collectors were doing in the gospel were doing the same things that we kind of do sometimes here. We don't want to share our stuff all the time. We want to make sure that we're in a good spot before we help others. Did you hear him say, "Only take what you're owed"? How many times do we like to get a little more, just make ourselves a little more comfortable? That's the reality of it, folks. The reality is, if we get distracted by what this world, what this society, what the evil one wants us to get distracted with and by, we lose our focus. And when we lose our focus, we lose our joy. That's the key. That's the secret, to remain focused. And how do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. We remain focused by a prayer life, spending time in prayer, and not just saying, but here's a novel idea, praying. That means, you know the old saying about we have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason? Well, that works in prayer too. If we listen, we will hear the God who desperately wants to talk to us just as much as we want to talk to him. We remain focused by sacred scripture, knowing scripture, and then living it, taking those words that is God off the page and bringing them to the world out there. That's how we remain focused. And we remain focused in the greatest gift that we have, the Eucharist. When we focus on Christ in the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, we can't help but rejoice. When it becomes him and not it, when it becomes Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the joy will never leave us, ever. And we'll be so joyful that we cannot help but share that out into the world. That's Gaudete Sunday, for us to stop, pause on our Advent, because folks, you know it. How many times have we said, this Christmas is going to be different. This Advent's going to be different. I'm going to do things differently because I'm tired of December 31st coming and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it flew by. And here we go again, caught in the same wheel. The hectic, the chaos, bake this, cook this, who's coming in, gift this. All the craziness becomes distractions. Let us realize here today, this Gaudete Sunday, to focus on Jesus and to focus on his coming in nativity, his birth, in the Eucharist, on that last great day. Keep focused. You know, I told you about my dad. About a year ago, he said we had never known that he'll be 89. So for the last almost 80 years, before he goes to bed, he either goes outside or looks outside. And he focuses on the first star he sees. And he says a prayer for his dad. And he tells him good night. And he tells him he loves him. Almost 80 years focusing on God and eternity. That's the focus that we need so that we someday can be welcomed into the perfect joy that we experience today, the eternal rejoice, the eternal salvation. May each of you know his love today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.